Perek Vav, we're up to Mishnah Dalet, or Braisa Dalet, page Reisha Tess. And this Braisa, and Pshat in the Braisa, is an extraordinary machlaikis. Sometimes you have two different Pshatim that are just different. Here the two different appreciations of this Mishnah are almost opposites. They're at least at odds with one with the other. And the Hashkafa of the Mishnah is a matter of significant dispute. So let's learn the Mishnah and see how Chaim Volozhiner learns it and try to understand. The Mishnah says, Kachi Daka Shal Torah. This is the path to Torah, the road to Torah. Paspa Melach Teichal. A person should eat bread with salt. The idea is not that you have to have salt with your bread. The idea is that even without meat or chicken or fish, you should be happy with Paspa Melach. Umayim b'mesura tishta, and a measured amount of water. Valar it's tishan, and to sleep on the ground. V'chaye tzar tichya, and live a life of pain. U'b'tayra ato'amel, and a person's whole harvanya is in tayra. Yimato isekein, ashrecha v'tayvlach. If you do that, you're praiseworthy, and it's good for you. Ashrecha v'ilam azeh v'tayvlach l'ilam abba. This is the Mishnah. Now, it's a challenging Mishnah. You can't take away from the pshat of the Mishnah, of the Braisa, the Taich. The Taich is the Taich, and the question is what it means. And in this, there's a significant dispute among the Rishonim. And the question is, and we'll see in the second Chaim Volozhiner's take on it, is whether the Mishnah means to say that this is the ideal. The ideal is Paspa Melech Teichel, to have a life, I don't want to say of deprivation, but a life of extremely modest need. Or the pshat is no, if you can afford steak, eat steak. It just means you should even be ready to eat paspa melach in order to be b'tayrat amel. In other words, is the ideal paspa melach taichel? Or does it mean that even if you're in a situation of paspa melach teichel, nevertheless, you should be willing to undergo it? Now, obviously, there's a tremendous difference between the two mahalchim, the two approaches. The Rishonim argue about it. What makes it even more striking is that this brice is brought in Shulchan Aruch. This is brought in Hilchas Talmud Torah. And the language of the Shulchan Aruch doesn't give us clarity as to which of the two pshatim the Mechaber of the Shulchan Aruch meant when he was writing this. So let's see his pshat. I don't know if there is a, is there a pasha pshat?
When it says, kach, he darka shel Torah, it doesn't imply even if. It says, this is it.
This is it. Okay, so let's see how Reb Chaim Volozhiner explains it. The diuk he makes in Bederech HaLimud is that there's an inconsistency in the language. It says, Paspa melach toichel. Toichel is lashon osid. Baima mesura tishte, lashon osid. Alor is tisha, lashon osid. And that's fine. If the whole Mishnah would be lashon osid, it would be no problem. Chetzar tichya. But it switches. Betoira ata omel is lashon haiva. So this diuk is what's bothering Reb Chaim Volozhiner. He's coming to answer why ata omel is lashon haiva and the others are lashon osid. So he explains as follows. Kachi daka shel Torah, pas melech teichel, tishte tishin, ashrecha v'teilach. So he says, who kimavur b'medrash ha-nelam, explained in the medrash ha-nelam, which is the Zayar, ala pasik, v'yizad Yaakov nazid. Now the Zayar is a very strong lashon. Now you all know pash b'shat, v'yizad Yaakov nazid, that Yaakov was cooking beans, and Esav came, and Esav said, haliteinina, let me eat from these beans. Now, in the Zayar, Esav is the marshal for the Yetzirah, for the Satan. And he explains as follows. Yaakov is making plans. What's the loimer? Yaakov is a Jew. A Jew is making plans. Now, what comes along is Esav, which is a remez, and this remez is a Yetzirah. Vaimer, ma tesa lebanecha tzayekim lalechem. What are you going to do with your children who are crying for bread? U pireish ein lahem, and no one has what to give them. V'gam atoma tase halitainina. So the Yetzirah says, halitainina, give me to eat. L'ze omar, kachidaka shal Torah. If you're on the path of Hiskarvis to Rabbi Nishalom, you should know. Shem tisave macholam arevim umagadim v'tanugei ha'elam. If your desire is sweet foods and delightful things and pleasures of this world, kol ha'yamim tia mutrod behem leisucha l'salim mehem. There's no end. The person who wants the pleasures of this world has no end to the possibilities, and really, no, human beings by nature are never satisfied. And when will your Torah be done? There's no clothing, as this means in the cold. So he's saying is that you should be willing to accept Torah. So when you set out to the Derech of Torah, you should be prepared, even if it's only passing melach, bayim b'mesura, u'b'tayrat alayim b'loshen hayverat alayim, shetkabal alecha ba'asid, shetaychav pas b'melach, u'mekal makayim b'tayrat amel, shetmekabal to eat pas b'melach, and nevertheless, b'tayrat amel, u'kol zen, yazol lecha Hashem yizbarach. If God will give you better food, otu tzadiki da'achlasi trey alma misanyalei, there's nothing wrong if someone's sitting and learning and eating good food as well. You'll be zeichet to food in this world and in the next world. So his take on the Mishnah is that a person has to be prepared to do with less if he wants darka shel Torah and b'tayra ha'amel. And if a person is prepared to live this life, then if God gives him better, there's no ideal to eat just paspa melach, there's no ideal to have mayim b'mesura, but the devotion has to be such a devotion of b'toyra atol. Now this is his first pshat in the Mishnah, and this is the pshat, interestingly enough, of the Maral. The Maral goes with such a mahalach, that there's no ideal, I can't say there's no ideal in having less taiva, but there's no ideal, that's not the Mishnah. The Daka Shel Torah is not the ideal of having, eating less. I have to tell you, tonight when I was looking over this Mishnah, I was eating dessert at home. So there I am, you know, eating, and I'm learning this Mishnah. Wait, we didn't get to the punch, you know, he has a second explanation here. But, what? Yes, I did. Although I wondered why it was, but it was a coffee and some chocolate chips. I didn't have ice cream cake, you know. But I don't know. You just wonder about it. And I have to tell you that the Mishnah has to be understood. In Chaim Volozhin's day, there were people kachi dakar shel Torah. There were people that devoted their lives to Torah. It happens to be, I had a phone call recently from somebody I know well, who's a mechanech, he's in his early years of chinuch in a base medrash here in the tri-state area. And he asked me, you know, he had a chassan who was planning to sit and learn from a poor family, and now he had an opportunity, and the question was what he should do. Should he give up his learning to go to work, or should he take his chance and learn learning just for a short period of time? I told him, you have to know the person. You know, you got another person. If he's going to sacrifice his chance of a parnasa and struggle to learn for a few years, and then afterwards spend the rest of his life regretting that he didn't take the opportunity, then that's not a good idea. You know, the Mishnah is saying, "Imata Isekein." If a person's ready to do this, then that's Amelas B'Torah. Amelas B'Torah is a person who's ready to set out and do this. You know, it's not everyone's approach. Like I told you, there are others who learn the Mishnah differently. But this approach is this idea that if a person is ready to do it, then this is the way to set about doing it. And if we're not ready for Paspa Melech Teichal, that's fine. But at least, you know, you should be ready. Maybe, you want to sit and learn. So, you know, does every young couple have to have a new car? Where do you draw the line? You're going to say Pas Melech Teichal is not our Madrega. Of course, that's true. But still, the idea is there, that a person has to be ready to do it less if he wants to involve himself in Torah.
So there's an ambiguity in the language.
Where?
It's true. Tochal could mean you will eat or you may eat. You should eat or you may
eat. Well, the point is that it's future. It's true. What you're saying is true. That's not his point, though. His point is, we're talking about your plan. Your plan has to be to do it less, and then, b'tayra at amil. Then you could be amil b'tayra. If maybe taking it to a lower madrega, you know, if you, a person wants to have terasikva malach tayarai, so he makes a decision that, you know, there's opportunity for overtime and make more money, he won't do it. You know, so maybe that's a different darga. It's not paspa milach, but it's this idea of sacrificing in order to be able to be amil b'tayra.
Is giving you a prescription for what you need to do in order to succeed. It's not that you should be prepared that even if it might happen, it has to happen, otherwise you won't succeed.
There may be, and there's no proof that to understand it that way. You're saying Kachi Daka Shoter is that the ideal is Paspa Melatecha. The question is, if someone has the money, he has the food, is there any benefit in pulling your hand back and not eating it and going with simple food. At least in his first shot, Rechaim Volozhin is saying that that's not the point of the Mishnah. There might be a different reason. A person might work on his taivis, and there might be other reasons to not indulge. But as far as Dakar Shel Torah, he's saying in this shot that it's only the mindset. It's not the practice. That's what he's saying. It's the mindset of doing with less and a practice. If you could have Shtei Shulchanos, that's fine. That's the way Lam Shad in the Mishnah. The Velt says, Pasma Melech Teichel, Umay Mesura Tishte, Aloras Tisha, Chayitzar Tichya, Ubetayra Ata Amel, you think you'll be able to sit and learn? If you do all those things, you know, it doesn't work that way. But, it's interesting that the Maral, who's all, in the high worlds, he goes with this Mahalach. There's the mindset, the preparation, and if so, it's lamaisa. If we're not ready for paspa melach, but at least to live a simpler life, in order to do so.
I guess we're also used to say that people, as much as they want us, will say do better in terms of aniyas.
He held that the yetzahara of aniyas is better than the yetzahara of ashiras. Really? Everyone would rather have the Yetzer of Hashiras. For some reason, I remember you speaking about this at the bar mitzvah of one of your children. Why you were talking about a bar mitzvah, I don't know. But you remember? I remember one of the bar mitzvah of one of your children, you spoke about the Yetzer of Hashiras and the Yetzer of Aniyas. Do you remember that? In Shiks, was it? You made a bar mitzvah in Shiks on 12th Avenue? Is that true? Yeah, that's what it was. But, okay, it's a hotly debated thing. I had a chavrusa I was very close with, we learned for many years, and we had this as a constant argument. I felt very strongly the Yetzer of Aniyas has to be worse. We argue if the Yetzer of Ashiras is worse, the Yetzer of, now obviously, abject Aniyas is the worst, the person can't live, but the question is the Yetzer of not having enough or having too much. So I felt that the Yetzer of Aniyas must be worse. Just based on the fact that in our davening, in our nusach of davening that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, they said they had tefillahs for Sevilla. They had tefillahs for plenty, Chaim Shalash of a Kavod. And if it's worse, I don't understand why there would be such a lashon. So they had also say, Aish of a Kavod means Klal Yisrael should have Aish of a Kavod and not me. But, it's not simple meaning. But you're saying Rav Shaver held that the Yetzar of Ashiris is worse. Oh, they fail more often. Okay.
But we pray for rain.
Rain we want, yeah.
We want rain.
Yeah.
Means we want to be wealthy.
Well, it might mean we want to have enough food to eat. Doesn't necessarily mean we want to be wealthy. If there's no rain, you don't have water, you don't have food. That's not necessarily well. You know, Shlomo Melech said, "Rosh va'isher al titen li." Don't give me poverty and don't give me wealth. So, he had the wealth, and he said it. I don't know. It's a very hard challenge. All right, the second pshat, he says, "Oy yifurish hashinei ma'asid la'iva." Second pshat, he says, different. You expect the Maral to have this approach. He says, "Ha'achila v'sheina hima pala la'adam." really indulging in your physical pleasure is a yurida for a person. Kamay shadarshu ala pasik vayapil ulakim tardema ala adam. God made man fall into sleep, as if sleeping is a falling. Similarly by eating. Now, it's sad that human beings have to sleep, because as much as God gave us a desire to sleep and a need to sleep, it's sad. It's sad that an intelligent human being should turn off his brain for many hours every day and go to sleep. So it's a nefila. It's a down experience. Who wants to have more of a down experience? And better eat paspa melach, which means you don't have to prepare it. You just take a piece of bread and salt. Instead of going shopping in pomegranate, you know, just take whatever you have in the house and eat whatever you have. Don't run to eat. Don't get used to having to eat every time you have a little bit of hunger. There'll be time to eat later. Don't push off paying its your obligation. So he's saying in the second shot, he's not saying that paspa melach is bad. He's saying is that the involving oneself in it is bad. In other words, spending time and energy on achila v'sheina, yeah, a person should look at it as a mapola shel ha'adam. That's something we often do. But certainly, it's a good ashkafa. The ashkafa that it's in part of the negative midas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a person was the need for eating and drinking. Listen to this. It says, really, it's a gnai for a person to have to eat. To take something and stuff it into your stomach. That's what your life depends on. Isn't it embarrassing that your life depends on putting things down your throat? But human beings have to eat. It's nourish. Aren't you going to stop in being involved in bizyanis? It's hard to explain that it's a bizayin, except for the fact that I like to tell the example. If you would walk past the ice cream store and you would see Rav Avigdor Miller or Rav Palm or Shmuel Birnbaum waiting for an ice cream and then asking for sprinkles on the ice cream, you would say there's something wrong with the picture. I mean, he was getting it for a yasin or, you would say something wrong. What's wrong with it? Shmuel couldn't like ice cream. But there's something wrong with the picture. Everybody feels that way. That Adam HaSholem waiting online for an ice cream is, there's something wrong. So whatever that sense is, that's what he's talking about. That's what he's talking about here, that type of a sense. Okay.